his heart racing as their gut-wrenching sobs ramped up his already out-of-control anxiety. "Can you tell me what happened?" Jamie put an arm around Maggie and led her away so her older sisters could talk to their father.
"We were leaving the mall," Jill said, swiping at tears, "and this car came right at us. We jumped out of the way, but she just stood there and the car hit her."
A sob hiccuped through her.
"She went right over the top and landed on the pavement."
"Okay, honey," he said, comforting his daughter while he tried to process what she'd said. As he imagined the scene, his chest tightened. "Maybe she just couldn't get out of the way in time."
Kate shook her head. "She didn't move. It was like she wanted the car to hit her or something."
"I'm sure it was so scary, but you must have seen it wrong," Jack insisted. "Mom would never do that." A young doctor came through swinging doors to the waiting room. "Mr. Harrington, I'm Dr. Rooney." He led Jack away from the girls. Jamie left Maggie in the care of her sisters and walked over to hear what the doctor had to say. "Your wife is in extremely critical condition with a significant head injury," Dr. Rooney said. "She also has multiple fractures and a lacerated liver. When we get her stabilized, we'll be taking her up to surgery to remove her spleen and repair her liver."
"Shocked," Jack said. "But she'll be all right, won't she?"